Hello guys, how's it going? Just a quick post actually, just a thought. I actually live in Cheltenham, which I may have mentioned. Spent a lot of time in London as well for work at Sky Sports. But just interesting post about sporting events and alcohol and kind of how much people consume and sort of how they behave. I mean, for people who are uninitiated, the Cheltenham Horse Racing Festival is a four-day event. Kind of a week really though, the time people come in and stay for the duration. Well, some people come for one day at a time, but it's Tuesday through Friday, usually the second or third week in March around St. Patrick's Day, which is today. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all the people with Irish connections out there. It's obviously got a big Irish connection actually, the races. A lot of trainers come over, a lot of jockeys, a lot of horses. And kind of for sort of that week, Cheltenham, which is a small Cotswold town, population of guests around 100, 120,000 max, depending on where you draw the limits for the town. I think 70,000 on Friday, which is the Gold Cup day, the feature race of the week. So people pack down, and it's tremendous for the town in terms of financial resource, hotels, restaurants. Spoke to a guy who runs an Indian restaurant around the corner and was saying that keeps him going for months and months. I think six months of the year, people come in, high rollers pay £1,000 just to reserve tables. Demand more champagne is brought in, and just kind of people with a lot of cash in the town, either affiliated with the teams or people just coming in as big fans, big gamblers, people with a lot of money, which is great. Big sporting event, I guess from the peak events of jump racing, not without its criticisms in terms of, I think, six horses sadly died this week in terms of the racing. But my sort of focus was some of the stories just that happened this week, just being around the town. It's sort of similar. I lived in Twickenham as well in southwest London for a long time, and that's kind of near the rugby, and that town's dominated by rugby. A lot of the restaurants service that industry, and people come in and out and drink. But I suppose the difference with Cheltenham is that it's a week at a time rather than an afternoon, or almost a weekend, I guess, for the rugby. But yeah, it's some of the things that you see is like kind of our back garden. There was someone banging around and trying to get into my daughter's Wendy house at 3 a.m. the other day. So I had to wander down in my boxer shorts and try and see what was going on. They'd left by the time I got there. Our shed was sort of broken open another day. I don't know whether that was people trying to be steal something or just trying to find somewhere to sleep, too drunk to find a hotel. We live quite near the centre of Cheltenham, near some hotels and kind of a lot of the bars and stuff like that. And then there was another night I went out for just get a chocolate bar from the co-op and a bit of water, fizzy water. And there's two kind of middle-aged guys who you think normally be quite reputable, dressed pretty smartly outside a bar in Montpellier in Cheltenham, which is kind of like a bar area, and sort of having a ruck over sort of posturing and chest pumping and trying to have a fight over some woman, middle-aged woman that was there. And I'm sort of laughing, but it's some of the behaviour. And then I took my daughter to ballet and 10, sort of 2 and 1 in the afternoon, and there was sort of women sort of pretty sort of glammed up outside, in the young women, like 20s, 90s, in 19, 20 maybe, three of them drinking, sort of swinging out a bottle of vodka in the street near a pub. And actually the people at the ballet class were saying how, like, I think there'd be sort of carousing going on from sort of 10 in the morning, people doing shots in the street, yelling, shouting, sort of random walkers by, and this is sort of obviously 3-year-olds ballet class just happening. So it's kind of interesting. Then last night, driving back from a friend's, there was someone stood in the street trying to sort of flag down cars, like getting the path of people traveling at, I guess, 30 miles an hour on that road. So it's interesting that sort of people use sporting events for this sense of not just to encourage and enhance the escapism, but almost like to seek oblivion, like people drinking from sort of 10 in the morning, there's vomit on the streets, and quite a contrast to sort of general vibe in Cheltenham, which is sort of aesthetically pleasing Cotswold town. But it's just, whether is that a positive thing? We talk about sport and life, that it encourages that. Is it something that's inevitable, that people need that oblivion to get away from? Historically, I guess you go to the Colosseum in ancient Rome, get off your head on wine or whatever it may be. But you talk about appreciating the aspects of sport, the sort of dedication, the excellence, the synchronicity, I suppose, in horse racing, of the jockeys and the horses and the timing, the tactics of the race. Kind of hard to appreciate that if you've by the time of the first race at 1:30 you've been on the booze since 9 in the morning or whatever it is on the train. And I know it's kind of allied to racing, because I've been to Chepstow before, and there's a horse racing course in South Wales, and got the train there, and people are sort of having the cans at 7, 8 in the morning. And it's interesting, people do it for football matches as well. I know particularly away matches, drink on the train the whole way. So it's quite an intriguing aspect of it. But I just wonder whether it's a cultural thing or it's a sport problem that people seek that, and whether they're actually getting a lot out of the sporting event, or they appreciate the sporting event, getting any kind of life values out of it, or whether it's just simply just an excuse to get blotto. I'd like to know your thoughts on that. How you see it? Obviously, there's been a history, I suppose, of past of sports men and women drinking heavily after games. Read a just Jason Leonard, former England rugby player, talking about how they used to drink before games for England, before the professional era. So alcohol and sport, quite a fascinating topic. But it's just that kind of suspension of normal behaviour, I guess, for people, particularly not just, you know, I'm not trying to be high and mighty. Obviously, my teens and early 20s had some big nights out and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, but I think it's just interesting that people sort of otherwise from a normal walk of life would be sort of 40, 50 year olds kind of, get carried away in the momentum of it all and act quite strangely. But yeah, your thoughts on the sort of positive aspects of sport and how maybe the negative aspects of some of the fandom around it. Talked about sort of fan violence and stuff before. But yeah, just a few observations from Cheltenham. Cheers, guys. Take care. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.